Yo, gorillas, welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorination. My name is Phil, and today we are here with a really special athlete from Ukraine living in Poland. Ruslan Saibov, happy to have you here. Like a short introduction for the people who don't know Saibov, he is like a strength and endurance athlete. Really like doing crazy sets at the bars. Like you won multiple competitions around the world, so you're really traveling also a lot. And with like for your over 60k followers on social media, across social medias, you're known as the Iron Wrist. So yeah, I'm happy to have you here and looking forward to get to know you better.
Yeah, what's going on, people? So as my friend said, my name is Ruslan Saibov. I'm from Ukraine, representing the strength and endurance category in calisthenics. I also did a freestyle in my beginnings. I even won some competitions, but I guess we're going to talk about it. But yeah, traveling, writing workshops, teaching people, trying to make my way out, as you said, as the Iron Wrist athlete. But yeah, I'm just trying my best to be the best version of myself. So yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm really honored to get invited by you, fam. And yeah, let's get it popping.
Nice. So the first question, you're already really long in the game. Like you have like over
10 years.
So that's crazy. Like, how was your beginning with calisthenics? How did you get in touch with it?
Bro, it is so ridiculous and embarrassing at the same time, because let me tell you the story, right? So 10 years ago, right, in Ukraine, I used to live in Ukraine back then. And me and my friends, we came up with the idea of doing the ladder of the pull-ups, right, in the park, late night. I was 15 at the time. So everyone was able to complete a single pull-up, everyone in a group. And I was the only one person who wasn't able to complete even this much. I was like hanging like this and I couldn't get up. So it was like a wake-up call for me. So I was like, all right, I gotta get stronger. Because, you know, it was like really, really awkward for me.
So what was your physique like? Was it, were you like more overweight or like just skinny and weak?
I was skinny. Well, I used to be a football player. I played for like 7 years. And at this time, when we did this ladder, I ended up with my like football player career, or however you guys may call it, but it was not a professional career, but just like juniors. So yeah, I even played for the national team once. Yeah. So back into the story, my physique was really, really zero. Like it was not on point at all. So it took me 3 months to get my first pull-up. Can you imagine this?
Wow.
There was no tutorials, no calisthenics coaches. So, and I was embarrassed, as I said. So I had been coming up to the park with the pull-up bars every night, late night, when it was dark. So no one could see me trying to bend my arms like this and shaking, you know, it was really embarrassing. So it took me 3 months during the summer. So I didn't go to school, so I had time for this, right? So yeah, I got it, and then it all just started to roll like this. And now I'm here talking to you.
And training in the day, I guess. Like today, you're able to let other people watch yourself. So you also got off this this habit of training at night so nobody sees you.
Exactly. It was the, people like to call it, game changer for my life. So yeah, I used to be a really, really shy person. And you know, like I was, the only thing I was good at was football and playing computer games like every child. So yeah, it got me out of this super, super deep comfort zone. You know what I mean? So yeah, now me speaking to the people, teaching people, traveling, competing and stuff like that is the whole different person than me 10 years ago. So I can definitely claim that calisthenics changed my mind, my life, everything.
Yeah.
Even my surroundings.
Okay, because like if you imagine with 15 years, like somebody told you, yeah, Cyborg, you're going to be like a worldwide known athlete with a social media following. You will upload like videos from you naked, like doing sports, like, and everybody will watch you like you would have never believed, right?
I would never, ever in my life believe that the single pull-up at this late night back in 2010 would bring me to the point where I'm, like you said, able to post naked pictures. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's true. Crazy, right?
And what like, did your friends go with you or like the friends who at this night?
Yeah, basically a lot of my friends from school been going with me all through the years where I was in Ukraine. So I left Ukraine in 2016 for the first time. So that was the point where all my friends stopped working out that much. So I always been like a mentor or something, the guy who texts everyone, let's go. You know what I mean? So they never did this. It's not their fault though. It's all good. Like, you know, we always have such person who tries to go to the party. Let's go. Let's get this party starting, or let's do the workout or whatsoever. And yeah, I was the one. And now they still work out, but they don't do it vigorously, if I can say so. Like they don't work out on a regular basis. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. And they had the potential though. Yeah. Salute to them. Thanks to my friends and everyone who supported me through all the years. Yeah.
So you mean with potential, you mean like the genetics, like the mindset, like, or like,
yeah, some of them even had the better genetics, better potential to be able to complete more reps to be the next calisthenics star. But you know, it wasn't, at the time, it wasn't their passion like it was to me. So it was the deciding point, right? So yeah, now they're doing good though. They're doing some different stuff and yeah.
Nice. And like, I would be interested in your journey more in depth, because you also said that you went to freestyle. And yeah. I guess you already like you tried out a lot of stuff in 10 years. So yeah, what was it like?
So I basically started as it was not the freestyle. It was not called as freestyle back in the day. It was like just the street workout competition. There was no strength and endurance category yet. So it was like muscle up was one of the hardest elements. You know, front lever was something out of the space. So yeah. It was my second year of working out. And, you know, I've been trying a lot of things like muscle up, front lever, human flag, even one arm pull up. And one day was the first ever competition. For the first time, there was the competition in my city. And I was like, all right, let's go watch with my friends. Even my mother came. So I was like, all right, let's go. So we were standing there before the competition and I saw the line for the registration, right? So I was like standing there and asking myself, why do I even do this if I never compete? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me sign up.
Let me sign up
for the competition. Yes, spontaneously. Trust me, if I didn't do this back then, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Okay. Wow.
So I took a part of the competition and I went to the finals and I won. But why did I win though? At the semifinal, one of my friends, no one could believe this, and you won't believe this right now. He comes up to me saying, "Ruslan, semifinal is your max. You will not go further than that." I was like, "Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You're my friend. You are supposed to support me." But later, he told me, because he knew me as a person, right? So later, after me winning, he told me he did it on purpose. Because I'm the type of person, when someone doesn't believe in me, I'm going off. Like, I'm going to show you right now. You know what I mean? So, and through all 10 years, I call it hating, but people call it differently. So the hate, even the positive hate, makes me moving. It keeps me rolling, you know, trying new things. And day by day, proving myself to myself, to the people I surrounded with, to everyone. So yeah, if he didn't believe, I mean, if he did believe in me, I wouldn't win. So yeah, this is why I won my first freestyle competition. It was the only one I took a part of though. Then I got injured because, as I said, I've been trying a lot of things, right? New things without any fundamentals. So I didn't have the strong pull up, the strong dip or push up whatsoever, any of the basic elements of calisthenics. And it got me injured eventually. I hit the point where I started doing front lever raisers with the weight, and my back started to hurt. And then I started to think, what is wrong? What might be missing? So then I started to take it slowly and with the basics. So after this injury, I started to do strength and endurance, right? And I stopped doing any, you know, static moves and other things. And I've never been injured since then. I mean, those small injuries like elbow, my elbow hurt today, but tomorrow it doesn't. You know, all those small things that happen to all the athletes, not only in calisthenics. So yeah, after this, I've got to see the YouTube video called 20 Muscle Ups, Thanks for Watching, by Zev Zaccavelli, the founder of the Barbarians. Yeah. It was the second game changer of my life. I decided to try to do the muscle up as clean as him. I tried, I failed, of course, because he did 20 muscle ups like just like that. Yeah. So it was the point where I started to take strength and endurance seriously. And I found out about Barbarians back in the day. And I wanted to join, you know, it was the most elite in the world. I mean, team in the world, the best in strength and endurance. So I was like, all right, let me try that. So they had the requirements, right? Like the physical ones you had to complete at the time. 5 muscle ups, 45 dips, 25 pull-ups, sorry, then 55 push-ups and 5 muscle ups in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. And 7 years ago, it was really, really, really tough. It's still tough today, then it was mind-blowing. So, and beside the physical part, you had to get in touch with the team, right? So they get to know you better and, you know, allow you to join. It was not simple, like, you know, get the shirt or get the hoodie with the name of Barbarians and get the part of the team. Mm-hmm. So it was really something new. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. So it took me like 2 years to join. And yeah, even then, a lot of people didn't believe that I would make it. Because, you know, they're from United States. I'm from Ukraine. I barely spoke English at the time.
Wow.
So it took me a lot to learn English, to get better in my endurance and stuff. So yeah, it made me a better person in two aspects. So I started to learn English, mm-hmm. which brings a lot of opportunities for me now. And physically, of course, it made me strong. So I'm really thankful for this period of my life. And I'm thankful to Zeph, to Barbarians, that they made me strong. But yeah, as some people know and might have noticed, that I'm not a part of the team anymore. So I joined the team in 2014. And I left, unfortunately, I keep saying it, in 2018 because of you know, no one ever spoke about it publicly. So it was a misunderstanding about how the thing should go in my life and their life and the life of the team, right? So I'm not going to, you know, get into the details, but I really, really regret that it's happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything what happens for the better, for good. So yeah, but backing up to the story of 2014 when I joined, right? When I joined them, I decided to go to United States. And it was the start of the third game changer of my life. I was trying to chronically putting changers in my life right now. But yeah, it took me 2 years in university to make my way out of Ukraine. So, you know, to get visa to visit United States in Ukraine, it's like 5% chance. Mm-hmm. You know, you live in Germany, right?
Yes.
You guys don't even have to get visa.
No.
To go to the United States. In Ukraine, we get rejected when applying for visa in like 95% of attempts.
Wow.
So to really get out, I mean, to go to United States, you have to study hard. You have to be like super proper person. So the embassy realizes that you have some reasons to come back, because if you're a good student, you want to keep up with your studies, right? So you're not going to stay in the United States illegally, you know? So yeah, I studied hard and stuff. I went there in 2015. I met the whole team. I've met a lot of legends like Hannibal, Beast, Duck, Zeph, everyone who basically brought calisthenics on map. Nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about it, you know, chills, real chills, because it's a great memory. You know what I mean? A lot of great moments. You know, seeing your idols in person and talking to them and basically learning from them, from every word they say.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is crazy. And now being one for people, cannot believe this still. So yeah, then there is the competition, Pull-Up Park Jam or something like this. I don't even remember a lot of words. But yeah, it's going since I guess 1999. the competition every year. Yeah. Crazy. Probably one of the oldest competitions in calisthenics overall. So in 2015, I took a part of it and I won in several categories. So it was like really great in terms of myself as an athlete, as a trainer even, because I started to get a lot of invitations to come here, to come there, to teach, to show and stuff. So there was the point where I started to think about being a coach, being something bigger than just working out. So, and apparently it worked out. right now, yeah. I'm doing this. So yeah, I started to do a lot of things like teaching, trying to do online coaching, writing plans for people. And it wasn't really looking good at the time. You know, I was like a beginner in writing plans or in providing classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it all starts from the scratch, right? And the more you fail, the more you learn. So yeah. Then in 2016, I won the same competition for the second time.
Okay.
But I didn't stop. Well, there are a lot of categories in the competition, right? So in 2016, I was really, really out of shape because of the work, right? Because I started to work three jobs. I've got three jobs, three workplaces. And I've been trying to earn some money, to make some money to pay for the trainer certification. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really expensive, almost $1,000.
Wow.
You know, it's really expensive for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And me being the 19 years old guy paying $1,000 for the certification, it was like I was taking the risk. Mm-hmm. I was rolling the dice, as they say. And yeah, I made some money, I saved it, I paid for this, but I was really out of shape. So I decided to compete only in muscle ups. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm always in shape for muscle ups. So I won for this category. And yeah, it was my second and last competition in United States. After this, I started to get some messages from Europe, right? To come here, provide a workshop, come here, we have the competition, you can judge. And, you know, at the time, I was like standing in between choosing in between coming back to Europe, finishing my studies and, you know, bloom in Europe, or staying in the United States for 3 more years, get the passport, the citizenship, and then doing the thing I'm doing now, but later mm-hmm. on, you know what I mean? So I was like choosing in between doing the thing right now until it's too late, or staying in the United States and maybe in 3 years I will still have this, you know, starting point. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the moment where you can use it to the fullest.
Yeah.
So I chose, you know, coming back to Europe, finishing my studies. And yeah, I started to compete in Europe, providing some workshops. I even went to Singapore, bro.
Wow.
Right after coming back from United States, I got back to the studies and stuff. And then random text on Instagram. I even had like 5,000 followers on Instagram at the time.
Wow.
I was like, I was not known, only in a certain groups of people, mm-hmm. like only in calisthenics people. And someone texted me, yo, have you ever considered coming to Singapore to provide a workshop? I was like,
Yeah, of course.
Are you joking? Yeah, I basically thought about it last night. So, yeah, I was like really shocked. You know, I didn't expect it at all. So I went there, and I spent there 7 days, and I had been providing workshops every day. And I want to thank those people who invited me, because if you guys didn't invite me, I wouldn't be so confident.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so confident, because, you know, it one thing when someone invites you to provide a workshop in, I don't know, in Ukraine, in Poland, but when you travel 20 hours to teach people, and they basically are waiting for you to teach them,
yeah,
bro, like that actually means that you are doing something right. And that brought the real, real huge confidence into my coaching skills. Yeah. So I went back to Ukraine, finished my studies, and then this competition, for now I call it the most prestige and the most, just like the best competition, Burning Gate. Mm-hmm. Because most of the strongest people come in there to compete in strength and endurance and freestyle and so on, right? Not so on, it's only strength, endurance, and freestyle. Mm-hmm. That's so on. So yeah, I went there, I won. It was not so big at the time in 2017, and I won in Europe, competing against the one of the best, and it made me even more popular, right? Especially in Italy. Basically, most of my followers, like calisthenics followers, are from Italy.
Wow.
Because I won a lot of competitions there. I mean, not a lot. I went there 3 times for the competition. So people really got to know me. And then, of course, I came back, provided workshops in some, you know, countries and stuff. I went to Israel, which is also like, why?
Yeah.
Why not Germany? Why not, I know, France?
Yeah.
Israel. The same, I had the same feelings like about Singapore.
Yeah.
So yeah. In 2018, it was the best year for me so far in terms of competing, traveling and stuff. Because in 2018, maybe you've seen it, the battle between me and Sergio Di Pasquale.
Mm-hmm.
So some people call it like one of the best battles in strength and endurance.
Yeah.
Because, so let me explain you the whole thing. The routine for the final was 5 muscle ups, 50 dips, 30 pull-ups, 60 push-ups, 5 muscle ups. The barbarian requirements.
Yeah.
I was the barbarian at the time, and Sergio was too. And Zeph was judging.
Wow.
Can you imagine this? Yeah. So it was weighted. So on muscle-ups, we had 12 kilograms, and other exercises we had 20 or something like this. Doesn't matter. What matters is Sergio was way ahead of me, and I was doing, I don't know, 30s rep of my push-ups, and he was already on muscle-ups, the last muscle-ups.
Okay.
So he did 2 muscle-ups, and I finished my push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like really, really pumped.
Mm-hmm.
And then Iron Wrist came into the game. So basically what I did right after the push-ups, I came to the bar, I tried to do the muscle up, and I failed.
Mm-hmm.
I rested 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. I got back to the bar and I did the muscle up. Like my wrist, basically, I don't know. I cannot even show you. It was like way, way out of place.
Okay.
And this gave me so much confidence in the fact that I'm gonna win. So I won. I won. I just made consecutive reps one by one with like 10 seconds rest. And this is it. This is how I become the real, like, people started calling me legend. But it's a whole different story. I'm gonna tell people about calling legends using the word legend. So I've become one of the best. But as I mentioned about the word legend, people nowadays in 2020 started to use word legend to everyone who is strong. But let's not forget that legend is someone who has or had the huge impact on the game, on people's lives, and so on. So if someone is able to complete 50 pull-ups with super clean form, he is not the legend yet. He's super strong and mad props to him. But don't confuse the word. It's like for now calling, I know you watch football, but you know, for example, calling the youngster Erik Haaland, for example, he plays for Borussia, right? He's still 19 or 20, something like this.
Yeah.
So people started to call him a legend already and comparing him to Cristiano or Messi. Like, okay, come on, man, you cannot do this. Yeah. He's good, but compare him to the people of his age. So it's too early to be called a legend. Even though, yeah, I have impact on people and stuff like that, but it's not so big yet. Mm-hmm. People who started this, for example, Hannibal, Zeph, Beast, and all those guys, they are definitely legends.
Yes.
Definitely. They had the huge impact, and they brought calisthenics on YouTube. And they change a lot of lives. This is why we all do it here right now. I mean, probably it would happen eventually without them, but we never know.
Yeah.
So they did it. They're legends. But yeah, I hope to get to the point where I will consider myself a legend. But I don't know if I have the right to do this. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. It's not the time yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay. Nice. Crazy. So intense story. I think like there is a video of the battle, right? And so we will put it in the description. So for everybody is interested in looking the wrist in a weird position. So yeah, let's do that. And like, how does your workout look today? Like, how is your week structured?
My week structured this way. I mean, not always, but most of the time, if I don't travel, if I stay in one place, this is how it looks. Monday, no, let's start it this way. I have the 100% output during my training, right? So on Monday, I do around 40 or 50% of my max, right? Tuesday, I do 50, 60, but weighted, low weight, no heavy weight for me. I will explain why. Wednesday is either not working out at all or just super light stuff like core workouts, cardio, running, playing basketball, football, whatsoever. Thursday, after I rested on Wednesday, I'm doing like 80% of my max. So it's kind of, you know, intense. Mm-hmm. Then on Friday, I wake up and I decide whether I'm working out or not at all. So it depends. But if I do, I do like 30% max load. Mm-hmm. And Saturday is the killer. 100% until I cannot lift my arm.
Okay.
And Sunday is usually full day of resting. Sometimes it's just me and my girlfriend, we just go to the forest and make like 10 or 20 kilometers just walking, you know, like active rest or something like this. So yeah, and talking about the routines I do, I don't stick to any so-called progressions. I don't increase my reps week by week. I have the routines I have to complete monthly, right? And for example, Monday, I wake up and I am in the mood to complete this and that. I'm doing this and that. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, different. Wednesday, different. And so on. So basically, what I stick to is just the approximate percentage of my output, mm-hmm. right? And yeah, I just have the goals. For example, for now, I want to complete 60 really, really, really clean pull-ups, mm-hmm. right? Like super clean. And I have 54 for now. I can do 60, but like even the muscle up after, I don't know if you've seen it.
Wow.
But the form is kind of shorter. I will explain about it slightly later about my method of increasing reps. Mm-hmm. And I just have the goals I work for, and I know the routines I can use as a blueprint to get those goals. Mm-hmm. So this is how it works. And I mentioned about the short form and why this makes sense. So my students, online or personal students here in my gym where I work, they progress super fast because I implement shorter range of motion to complete more reps. Mm-hmm. So our muscles, right? Contraction and then stretching, right? And this is the cycle. So our muscles, when doing 50 reps short, are getting used to 50 cycles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And with time, we just increase the range of motion, but our muscles are getting ready to complete the cleaner version of this move. So short form doesn't mean bad form. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean you have to, you know, yeah. do this, but just, you know, shorter range of motion. This is it. No kipping, just, you know, to get it moving, mm-hmm. get your muscles used to the charge. So this is why I progress fast, relatively, of course. Mm-hmm. My students progress fast. So this is a great advice. And if you implement it, guys, you will really, really feel it even after 1 month. There is a guy who I teach online, and we started 3 months ago. He started from 7 muscle-ups, no clean, not clean at all. And last weekend, I provided a workshop, and he went there to join it. And the day after, we did the workout, like group training. And he was able to complete 10 pull-ups and then 10 muscle-ups right after. And wow. It was the last routine for the day.
Wow.
Just because he uses this method, technique, and stuff. So, yeah. Crazy.
So the method is like, first you do the, for example, if your goal is to do 50 pull-ups, so you do 50 pull-ups in the range of motion that allows you to do the 50 reps. And then like in every training, you go further and further back to...
Every next training, you go lower or higher, you know, just further with your range of motion.
Okay.
This is it.
Get it. Crazy. And you also wanted to say why you don't like low and heavy workouts, why you don't do heavy
weights. Yeah. So me being an endurance athlete, heavyweight workouts, like one rep max, 2-3 reps up to 5, those workouts don't, unfortunately, they don't transfer to my endurance. It kills my endurance because, you know, our mind and nervous system is, it works like a machine, right? If you will drive the car only 10 meters a day, it will never go, like in a couple of years, it will never go further than 2 kilometers. It just will broke because it doesn't have the, you know, the patterns, let's say. Same goes with our muscles. So if I do 2-3 reps during my workouts only, I will not be able to complete 50 reps without leaving the bar for pull-ups. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just simple. Even Vitaly Feshchu, he's from he represents the Gor Nation.
Yeah.
We talked about this with him a lot of times. So he agrees that in order to succeed with endurance, you gotta train high reps. Mm-hmm. And he basically says that to complete more reps body weight, he would have to basically lay off the heavy weight and start doing, you know, more reps. So this is how it goes. If you want to get better in reps, you gotta do more reps. Let's say more than 20. Mm-hmm. Or something like this. But if you want to get stronger in street lifting or something, endurance transfers. Mm-hmm. This is so crazy and I hate it because I like doing heavyweight workouts too. It's fun sometimes, but it never helps me. But for example, my students who try to compete in street lifting or something, when they do those 1 rep max workouts and they implement some endurance higher numbers during the workout, they progress. And I hate it so much. I mean, in a positive way, of course, but I would like to do some street lifting and stuff, but it didn't help me. It didn't help me in 2019. I tried this for the half a year and unfortunately my reps went down on muscle ups and pull ups because I've got heavy. Of course, I started to do heavyweight squats. I got legs.
Even if you don't see it on camera, but yeah, I can confirm this.
But yeah, so I've got heavier and my endurance went down. This is why I didn't tell you, but in 2019, I lost in the competition at Burning Gate. I took the 4th place, bro, the worst one.
Wow.
The worst one. And I lost in the 3rd place run.
Oh.
Because I've got heavier, it was the time when I implemented the heavyweight workouts into my daily routine. And yeah, this was the problem. I've got heavier. I weighed 82 kilograms at the time. And my opponent was 64. Wow. So it was like almost 20 kilograms difference, but I was still close to, you know, to compete at the same level approximately. But yeah, now I lost 7 kilograms. I've got a calories deficit. I started to watch my diet, what I eat, how I eat, how much I eat. And yeah, it helped me, and now I'm flying. And yeah, when it comes to high reps, endurance and stuff, weight makes sense. Makes difference. It makes difference. Yeah.
That's true. You feel every 2-3 kilos, maybe even 1 kilo. That's true. Something that I'm interested in when I work out with 1 rep max athletes, they often say like, oh no, because I also do like a lot of endurance. Low endurance is not like it's so like exhausting, you know. You have to be in the mindset. When you do one rep max, you concentrate once, you do like you do one rep and it's right. done. Like it doesn't need, like, of course it's also like a lot of head thing, but you don't need the mindset like that you need when yeah. you do endurance, when you do like the 30 pull-ups.
Yeah, heavyweight workouts are easier for our mind. Yeah. Endurance is when you are almost vomiting during the workouts. There are a lot of times I be, you know, sitting in the bathroom, just, you know, throwing up. It's okay. It's the workout. It's okay. You know, and yeah, to at my level where I compete against the top athletes, to progress, you gotta go there. You gotta go there to the point when you just lay down and you don't even remember your name.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
People who train hard will understand me. Yeah. Really. It happens.
And like something that I'm also interested in, how do you keep your joints healthy? Because you said that you don't struggle with injuries since you just do sets and reps or endurance.
Well, most of my workouts are body weight. So this is basically the answer to keep my joints healthy. But of course, I try to not, you know, overtrain, do deloads weeks sometimes. Let's say I do 1 month of constant training and then 1 week of deload where I don't, what I do, the workouts I used to do, I don't know, 8 years ago. So it's pretty light.
Okay.
So yeah, this is basically the answer. I try to, you know, eat a lot of healthy food, which keeps me moving. I don't know. I don't know. It never hurts.
Okay.
It never hurts. And I'm not injury prone. I'm just lucky with my genetics, you know, because when I played football, I never got injured, never. And this is one of the most, you know, injury prone sports.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm just lucky.
Okay. What are the biggest mistakes that you see like calisthenics beginners do?
They rush things. They rush things. They get injured. And they don't want to do this anymore after this. Because, you know, when something hurts, it demotivates us.
Yes.
So my advice for the beginners, take it slow. It took me 10 years. It took me 10 years to, you know, to be at the top level. So you cannot make it up in 1 month. And I mean it. You cannot. Of course, you can have fast progress. You can make it really, really fast in 1 year. You can do stuff like I do. But the consequences are really devastating. And I'm not talking about your body. I'm talking about your mind.
Okay.
So try to take it slow. It never hurt anyone.
Okay.
The slower you go, the further distance you will reach. There's the saying in Russian language.
Yeah.
The slower, the longer, or something like this. It's hard to translate it into English, but you get the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the main advice.
Wow, okay. And something that I thought about, like, is there anything, any habit that you have that everybody should have in your opinion, like something that you do every day, something, maybe a small advice, maybe one thing that you do unconsciously that you think like would benefit like
unconsciously. I do try to be the best what I can be.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I try. Sometimes it's 10 things, sometimes it's one thing, but I'm trying to do things which make me feel better, be better, and get better. Mm-hmm. You know, so it sometimes is helping others. Sometimes it's just a simple smile at the person, at the random person. Sometimes it's writing a plan. I know, travel to know people, to share some positivity, you know, a lot of things which could make you better as a person. Mm-hmm. The better person you are, the more success you get. So this is the habit. And of course, I try to be the leader, always the leader. From the early age, I've been always the one who tried to be the best, the leader, and so on. So in football, I was the captain of the team, or the leader. Mm-hmm. I played Counter-Strike, the best game ever. I was the leader of the team, right? So now calisthenics, I try to show people what I can do, what the human being is capable of, and share some knowledge, some mindset, you know. So this is the habit, okay. two habits.
Okay. And when people want to learn from you and profit from your experience and knowledge, how can they like do that? You offer online coaching, you offer workout plans. Like, what is your offer?
Yeah. So I have the website, RuslanSaibov.com, pretty easy. If you put Ruslan Saibov in Google, it will pops out.
We'll put it in the description.
Thank you for that. And basically, all you got to do, you go to the shop section. There is ebooks, plans, online coaching. And of course, guys, I am not the super, you know, commercial guy or something like this. You can always reach me out on Facebook, YouTube, wherever. But on Instagram, it's pretty easy. I always reply on Instagram instantly. Like, I try to reply to all the messages and stuff, unless I'm traveling or I'm working. So don't hesitate to text me. I will always help. But remember, there is the limit, because some people pay, you know, for the really deep, deep knowledge. So I try to respect them. And yeah, I hope you will too. Yeah. So yeah, don't hesitate. Text me. I always help.
Awesome. Nice. So yeah, we're coming to an end. I have some quick questions, quick answers at the end of every episode. So what do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Pizza. And do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs. I know. It's hard. dogs, probably.
Okay. And your favorite location for holidays ever?
My homeland.
Your Ukraine. Homeland? Oh, Ukraine. Okay. And something that I forgot, your weight and height?
I am 167. Oh my God. 176 centimeters height and 76 kilograms.
Okay.
176 and 76, yeah.
You're thinking in LVS and inches, or like because you.
Yeah.
You,
okay. Yeah. This is why it took me a while.
Okay. Nice. Yes. Your favorite calisthenics athlete?
Oh, I tried to be one, basically. Okay. But back in the day, Zev Zaccavelli. No discussion. But now I try to be one. I don't have any now.
Okay. And what would you do if social media just disappeared?
I would be trying to use as many resources I can to help people. To help people and to be better anyways.
Okay.
It wouldn't change me as a person. I am the person you see on social media is the same person in my private life. I'm being myself 24 hours, 7 days a week, for real. I don't play the role. I don't act. So if there was no social media, I would be doing just, you know, group trainings, just in real life, personal trainings, and so on.
Okay, nice. Do you have a favorite book
that you Harry want to Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought like now something's really deep is coming about mindset and then Harry Potter. Oh, that's good. Okay.
But yeah, the really good book is Angels and Demons. Mm-hmm. Who's the writer? You know him, right?
Not from the title.
So there's the movie, right? The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Angels and Demons. Movies are perfect. And the book.
Okay.
And the book is really good. So I really recommend it.
I'll look up the author and put it in the description as well. Nice. You're the best calisthenics event you've ever been at so far.
This is a tough one. But as I said, the best year was 2018, and the battle against Sergio, it was probably the best event because I spent the whole week in Italy with my friends from Barbarians, and yeah, I won the competition. I spent a lot of really, really great moments with them then. And yeah, it was the best event. And it was called One More Rep, organized by Pier Piazza.
Okay.
Really good guy from Italy.
Nice. Do you have any essential workout equipment? What is the most essential equipment that you need for your workout?
It's going to sound funny, but it's pull-up bar, dip bar, and the floor.
Okay.
This is pretty much it.
That's it.
Pretty much it, yeah. Hold on. You guys can get bigger by using pull-up bar, dip bar, and floor. This is what I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm being honest. I never lifted weight in my life. I mean, I did for fun. Mm-hmm. Only three times in my life. When my friend in the gym said, I was doing pull-ups and he said, let's do the bench press. Let's see where you can get. I benched. Then once someone said, let's see how much you can deadlift, I did. So this is what it was, the first and last time I did those exercises.
Wow.
With this much weight. So I have never lifted any weights in my life to get bigger.
Okay.
Calisthenics all the way.
Nice. I love this. Yes. And the last question, if you have to decide between only training without weights or being able to use some weights, because you also do some weighted muscle ups, light, it's not light muscle ups, but you do weighted muscle ups. So yeah, if you have to decide between the weighted endurance and only body weight, what would you choose?
Body weight, and I don't even, hesitate.
Okay.
to get an answer. Body weight, it is my style. Yeah. Body weight is my style, but I add weight to progress. Some, I don't know, 20 kilograms max for now. Mm-hmm. I don't use bigger than that. I don't use any weights bigger than that.
Okay, nice. So, we already answered the question, where can people reach out to you? Instagram is the best. I can confirm that you reply really fast. That's really nice to see that you really take care of your fans, your followers, but your friends on Instagram. So, don't hesitate. We will put all your social media channels in the description, for YouTube, for Instagram. What else? Facebook, you said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
And before you can end the episode and say goodbye to everyone, I want to thank you for your time. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And also thanks to everyone listening to this till the end, because I know it's 1 hour and people nowadays, they don't have an hour for everything. I just hope that you appreciated it, that you took some things that you can learn from 10 years of calisthenics experience. And thanks for rating the episode. Thanks for commenting the next interview guest, if you wish someone to be interviewed. And I will be off here. Thanks for watching and see you soon, gorillas.
Yeah, fam. Much thanks for watching this, to listen to this. You don't even have to watch the whole thing. You can, you know, you can divide it separately. But yeah, anyways, thank you all. Thank you, man, for inviting me. It was a real, real pleasure. And I mean it with my heart. And yeah, I hope it helped someone. I hope it motivated someone, answered some questions to someone. And I hope to see you guys very soon. And I hope to travel again. And the whole situation will finally, you know, come to an end in the world, and we'll be seeing each other and, you know, just being normal again. It was Ruslan Saibov for Gore Nation. Much pleasure. Salute and thank you.